Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And again, this is a show of healings, and they're instantaneous healings done by the light beings from the Creation Light Ship. And this is the way all healing should work. These are heart-based energy healings. So we'll talk about the difference in healings in a few moments here, but I'll first see my co-host who's on, Sylvia. Are you there, Sylvia?
Hi, I am here. And a warm welcome to everyone who's listening. We're starting a little bit late in today's program because we have to just kind of go with the flow with the speakers, and so we'll be coming to you till about 7 after the hour. So throughout the whole hour, Ron and the Creation Light Ship will be bringing healings and some wonderful teachings. So we invite you to sit back, relax, breathe, and enjoy this beautiful hour of live healings this afternoon or this evening, depending on where you are. So we're going to be talking about the Creation Light Ship and the current universal shift that is underway. And if you've been listening to any of Ron's broadcasts, then you know that the Creation Light Ship is here at this time to activate the universal shift or the ascension process. And it's important to realize that this universal shift is a very positive and good thing for us, and that the Creation Light Ship is doing many things to actually bring in more light and more truth to our part of the universe as part of this shift. And one of the things, for example, that the Light Ship has done to restore divine truth is that a couple of years ago, I believe now, there is no longer what we think of, or most of us think of here, as karma or karmic lessons and the endless cycle of obligatory reincarnation on planet Earth. And this is a very interesting subject for discussion because, as you know, I think a majority of the people on the Earth have pretty much been led to believe that we are to reincarnate over and over again, kind of until we get it right, similar to the day that Bill Murray lived over and over again in the movie Groundhog Day, only we have the idea that we do this life after life, trying to kind of get it right. So, Ron, can you shed some light for us on this subject and tell us more about what the Light Ship and the Divine has to say about this?
Yeah, I'll kind of shed some light, as you said. On one of my healings that I do, which we call the 4-in-1 Master Set, this healing connects you to your home base energy. So I'll describe what that is, and then I'll show you how it is mimicked here on Earth, okay, as what the dark side has done with this energy to kind of brainwash you a little bit, although you do think it's correct because you have the recall of your home base energy. So what happens is when you first create it off of the source energy and you leave the source energy, all the, I'll use the word spirits that leave at the exact same time have a home base energy. Okay, and that home base energy is where you go to after each incarnation. Remember, you're not forced to incarnate. The divine will never do that to you because it's free choice. It's love and light. So you were created to be part of the extension of the source energy, to just go out and explore and be creative. And this is what your role is, okay? So what the dark side has done, after you incarnated here, they created what I'll use the term is like a soul family, okay? People talk about soulmates, okay? So what happens is the actual incarnation process is you come into this the earth plane. You first come into the Federation, and then from there you decide what type of being you want to be. Then if you want to come to planet Earth, then from there you come down to the Earth. And then at that point you are, in a sense, branded, we'll use that terminology, with a certain frequency code. And the same from the Federation. So you have two brandings at that point. And kind of like Nazi Germany, but on your spirit, okay? And then from there, you decide what you'd like to experience. And so what happens is, let's say that you want to become a doctor. And so when you first incarnate, you have a frequency code given to you. And so everybody that has that incarnated at the exact same moment into the earth plane has that frequency code. And that could be called a soulmate. Okay? Now, as you, because you're going to resonate with it, with your energy, because it resonates with you, because that's like energy. Now, as you incarnate and you want to become a doctor, you go to a group of souls or spirits that wish to become doctors. And you hang out together through all your lifetimes, you know, wanting to be a doctor, okay? And at that point, you also have the same kind of resonance with all those people. And those can also be soulmates, okay? Just a different level of a soulmate, okay? But they're still, you can still resonate with them. And so if you see somebody who came into the same exact moment that you did, that won't be quite as strong as the one that you're working with from your, say, soul families. So I'm going to kind of switch terminology here and just say that you all went to school at the same time. That would be the first incarnation here to the earth plane. And then you went off into different rooms. And the different rooms that you went into, different classrooms, all have, you know, the baker and the cabinet maker and, you know, the doctor and the lawyer, et cetera, in different rooms, okay? Is that making sense to you so far, Sylvia? I'm trying to make this like a visual for people, okay? And so now what happens is you resonate to all the doctors because you want to be a doctor. And each time a doctor comes down here, it can share its information to everybody else, maybe each night even, to your soul family group there, okay? Now what happens is that is very, very familiar and feels like your home base energy, which is where you go to also, if you're not incarnated here, okay? And so these two are almost the exact same thing in the concept. And so what happens is you kind of feel that is, you know, the divine energy, because it mimics it and it looks like it is, because you're meeting with like souls of the same resonance. So you go through you go through one incarnation, and then it's time to leave, and you somehow find out that there's something called karma. So maybe this is your first incarnation and you don't understand it too much, so you ask another classroom team that maybe they've been here for maybe 300 years, you know, and you ask them, well, what's happening here? And they go, well, it's karma that you're here. You know, you go, well, what the heck's karma? And you go, well, karma, remember, you know, did you do anything wrong to anybody here? Did you step on an ant or a caterpillar? Did you, kill an animal or something? Or did you cause harm to a physical person? And you go, well, yeah, I did that accidentally, you know. I hit somebody, you know. They go, well, that's you're stuck now, man. You have to make amends to that person in your next lifetime. And so you go, man, I'm really sorry about that, but I guess I'll do that. And this is my home base energy, because it feels like my home base, you know, that I came to when after all my other incarnations. So then you start taking on that belief system. And you don't come in here with your full strength spirit energy. People talk about their higher self, okay? When the higher self is outside of this planetary energy, so you're down here with maybe 1% of who you really are. And you brought in enough information, which you thought you would need, like going on a vacation, you packed your luggage, you know, for maybe a week vacation, and you know, you brought your toothpaste, your toothbrush, and some change of clothes, and that was enough for you, you know? Well, all of a sudden, you find out that your supply that you brought with wasn't adequate enough. And your spiritual information that you had, you know, doesn't seem to work completely, but it actually feels right to you. And so, and then all the people in your soul family, they're kind of brainwashed too, because they feel that that's right, because it does sort of resonate to the energy of the light, even though it's dark energy. And so you kind of get mystified, but you feel that it's okay. Well, what happens is now, since the light shift came, it abolished the reincarnation process here. Now remember, it should have been abolished when Jesus came. So what happened was the dark side was here. We'll just say when Buddha came, and I think he came about 500 years before Jesus, so we'll just say 2,500 years ago Buddha came with his teachings. And he should have, if he came from the light ship to the Federation. Remember, the Federation is not holding spiritual integrity. And so they're not in the light 100%. So I'll just talk about the Federation briefly here. I do it a lot, and I just want you to get a good concept on this here. So the Federation is our UFO buddies, our space brothers, if you want to call them that. They're people that have lived longer than we have or have typically a much more advanced society and a lot more intelligence and, you know, a lot more mechanical things, you know, like laser weapons and, you know, things like that. And they can go on their little flying saucers everywhere where we have cars, okay? So basically they're a much more advanced society or more, you know, advanced in their technologies. So their role is to hold us as sacred down here because we're here as just the babes in the wood on planet Earth. And they're supposed to keep out of us, out from the Earth plane, extraterrestrial invasions, extraterrestrial abductions of people, extraterrestrial people coming to, rape the planet of its resources. Okay, so that's the role. So there are spiritual overseers and teachers. And it's like a large organization. There could be 1,000 of these different races that are together, much like the UN here on this planet, okay? And so they're kind of keeping reins, and they're kind of like the galactic policemen, so to speak. Well, they're supposed to keep all the stuff out of here so we can have a wonderful experience here as a human person here on this planet. And they're not doing that. They got infiltrated by the dark side. So Buddha came with his wonderful teachings from the light ship, came into the Federation, and as I'm kind of looking at it right now, the darkness here was pretty awful, you know, around that time. I'd say it's probably about 5% light and maybe 95% darkness. So Buddha came to do his teachings, and because he came into this density of darkness, the spiritual truths that he was bringing down kind of got led astray slightly, or they got more densities on them. So some of the teachings weren't really correct. But he did his darndest to do what he could do. And he did bring in a lot of compassion here. But part of the teachings was about reincarnation. Now remember, the shift happens every 2,000 years. So he came to save the planet, the humanity on the planet, 500 years before the next universal shift. Okay? So if you write that down on a piece of paper, you're going to see what happened here. So he came to help everybody for 500 years with his teachings and how to do ascension also. But somehow he got sidetracked, and he taught about reincarnation, which trapped everybody here. And so he was supposed to be like the predecessor for Jesus. So Jesus could come and continue on, and everything would be just honky-dory because Jesus would come and finalize his teachings. Well, his teachings put people into bondage about the reincarnation process. So Jesus came naturally again into the Federation, and again it was, you know, a very large percentage of darkness. And when I started my mission 2 years ago, it was 10% light here, so it was pretty bad. And so we'll just say it's still 5% dark when Jesus came. So he was, again, probably assuming and hoping that the Federation would hold more light energy. He had probably more light coming into the Federation, but it just never reached down here. And so he said three things on the cross when he was dying. And he did 12 lifetimes at once, okay? And I don't think he died in every 12 lifetime, but that's a whole other probably show that we're doing if we do it at some point here. But basically, on one of those lifetimes, the Bible was written out of two of the lifetimes, okay, put together with that as far as memories and notes and stuff for people who lived in those lifetimes. But what happened was, on the cross, he said one very important thing. Remember, the Federation created duality here in religious teachings, okay, so that you could not, you know, you had to go outside of yourself to pray to an idol or something false, a false god outside of yourself. So Jesus said on the cross, you know, why did you forsake me? Well, he wasn't talking to some god outside of himself. He was talking to the Federation because they're supposed to be his backup band here. Remember, you know, the UFOs, we'll call them that, whoever they would have been, what race, I don't know, but we'll just say, just keeping it general, the UFO people, okay? You know, they parted the sea for Moses, they built the pyramids, you know, you can see different things and all the different pictures. If you go to different websites and you look up the artwork in the different religious monasteries and stuff, you always see UFOs around these religious icons, especially halos around people's heads. They actually had more seen than we did, you know, at this point in our life here. And that's probably maybe like 300 years ago, which they had these, you know, forms drawn. So basically, he came to teach ascension. And so they killed him because naturally the dark side lives on our emotional energy, and they don't want to have people ascending. So the first thing, they killed the messenger was, you know, which was him, he died. And one other thing that he did say on the cross was, and this everybody should just love, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. So right away you should think about that. And every show that I do entity clearing. But what do entities do? They take you off your spiritual path. They're not cleaned up here. Okay? So entities were in people, not supporting him. And the Bible talks about that. I'm not a Bible person, but, you know, it seemed like everybody who was there to help him out initially, you know, abandoned him at the end, you see. And then also what you have is mind control. And so people talk about mind control now, about how, you know, the governments are doing this here. Well, that's just, you know, probably just maybe a, you know, grain of sand compared to what's really happening, okay? Remember, as above, so below. And so the mind control off-planet by these negative ETs to keep people from ascending when Jesus came was very, very strong. And that's probably why everybody abandoned him at the end, because they just blocked their energy systems. Remember, these extraterrestrials are very, very advanced in their technologies, and they have taught us, you know, through our governments, many advanced things too. A lot of those are not negative, okay? We have the transistor was made from that, you know, and we have other, you know, just many, many things. So our advanced technologies are mainly from, you know, the extraterrestrials, and some of those are very good. But basically what happened was, that's a scenario, what happened with Jesus and the light ship, okay? And so the third thing that happened on the cross was that because Jesus was here to teach ascension, the other gentleman on the cross that, you know, was hanging there dying, he asked for forgiveness. So Jesus said basically, yeah, I'll see you on the other side, you know, with me. You know, we'll do an emotional clearing on you on the cross here when you're there and get rid of all your baggage, put your spirit into your body, and you're now going to ascend with me. And so that's basically what happened with that energy. So he was teaching ascension, and he knew how to ascend, and the light ship was helping him during this whole process, but they could not come down and interfere too much with the situation, because people cannot be controlled as easily as you may think they can be, but they can be mentally controlled. So that's kind of what happened. There's probably soulless beings here that were here, like there are probably now, and these beings could not be controlled by the light ship and or the Federation, the good Federation parts that were here. The negative just took over and wiped out the ascension teachings of Jesus. So how's that so far, Sylvia? Did I cover enough about that aspect?
Right. So I think that, yes, you know, if we understand that reincarnation was not originally part of the divine plan as far as that kind of, you know, going over and over again, you know, the same kind of life and sorting out karma and that kind of obligatory reincarnation. So that's not part of the divine, and it's no longer something that is going to be happening here on Earth, which is actually very good news. And that actually brings up another question, which is, so if we are not here to learn our karmic lessons, or to prove our worthiness or some such thing, then can you talk to us about the real purpose of our existence here and our real, you know, state? I mean, are we just students in some big school? Are we here just because we're supposed to be learning spiritual lessons? Or is that also some kind of teaching that has been brought to us through the Federation, which has been, you know, infiltrated with the dark side.
Okay, good. Okay, I'll just go a little more on with Jesus slightly here. So in the teachings, most Christians believe that Jesus died on the cross to save us from our sins. Well, that's partially true, okay? The actual process is that, remember, our sins, what does that relate to? That relates to our judgments, okay? That relates to the DNA in our body. It relates to our cellular memory from our ancestors. So that's why he was doing emotional clearings on people like I'm doing now, okay? So that's your sins. And so what happens is your spirit incarnates here, and it's, you know, just very excited to come in because it, you know, probably has seen, you know, what the earth is like as far as the beauty here. And maybe it thought it could overcome the darkness, you know. Maybe, you know, it was in light. Remember, when you're in light, you don't judge anything. And it heard about darkness, and it knows probably what it was somewhat, but didn't know how strong it was, okay? So its role here, actually, its whole spiritual mission is to come into a physical life form, and we'll call that our human bodies. And from there, it is here to help release the blocked energies out of the body so the body can ascend every 2,000 years. So it's here to heal your body. Now, after that hard work is done, we'll say, it also has the trade-off here and the great opportunity to look out of your eyes, to see the beautiful earth plane, and to use its divine energy and connect you with this infinite flow of creativity. So it's able to work, be in a body, and watch the body do what it wants to do as far as beautiful things, okay? And that's the whole process for being here, is to be creative. And this is a great place to be creative. It's just wonderful. And so that's the whole purpose for being here. And just the trade-off is that maybe the hard work of helping the body heal. And so that's actually why you're here. That's your spiritual mission. As far as your lessons, there's no such thing as lessons, you know, on other planets. There's no lessons. A lesson might be not to hit your finger with a hammer or something. It may hurt, you know. But as far as trying to learn to become spiritual, you know, that's not the case. Or making amends for your past. Remember, when you're in not judgment, at that point, you don't judge anything. That's the way it's supposed to be here. And, you know, when you start judging, that's when you get separated from spiritual truth. And so your spirit doesn't judge. That's why it doesn't come into your body when you're angry and upset or you're in a very, very strong judgment. It leaves because it's not its role to do that. So it's up to you to release your shadow side, and have your shadow side walk and incorporate your spirit, you know, which would be, you know, your ego walking with your spirit, have them merge together so that they're one, and let the spirit run your life rather than your ego or your personality. So there's no such thing as lessons. You know, people use that, and that's the dark side's cop-out. Remember, there has to be a reason why you're suffering, you see. And the suffering is because you messed up, and you have to suffer some more. So at this point, like we said, there's no more reincarnation. 2 years ago, the light ship came here, and they eliminated that. They opened up, a channel of energy or whatever, or they're watching over everybody who passes on, and those spirits are out of here. And they're going back to their home base energy, and from there they can reincarnate wherever they choose to, like every other planet. So there's no more forced reincarnation. And everywhere else, you go to one life form, you do that experience, and it's all creativity, whatever you're doing, and, you know, to explore creativity, to see beauty. And then you go back to your home base after that life form, you know, dies, and then you start over again, wherever you choose to go to. And that's the choice now that you have. So anybody who was telling you about reincarnation or trying to do some clearings on your past self or anything like that, as far as, you know, getting rid of your karma, they say you have a lot of karma here, you know, I can help you eliminate your karma. There's no such thing anymore. It doesn't exist. You know, you want to get rid of the cellular memory to get into your body, you know, so that you can ascend. That's the whole process right now, is the ascension. So anyway, that's the good thing. So Lightship came to free you from this horrible mess that we've been stuck in. Remember, we should have done it last time. And that's what the teachings of Buddha should have been. And maybe he did teach that, but he also somehow put in the fact about reincarnation, which was the dark side scheme, you know, because maybe they knew that we'd be more advanced, you know, in a couple thousand years, and they had to give us some type of text to go by so we could maybe understand and think more critically about why we're here. And that's, you know, just, and most people still believe that, and they feel that they have to really work out their situation in their life. They have a problem or an ache or pain, they got to figure out why they have it, and, you know, who do they hurt to get this pain from the past life. And they feel that they have to go through every little step in detail, you know, to figure the thing out, which is not, you know, you can, you know, people can do that, you know, but the divine takes it away. It's not interested in having a record on you of why you have such kind of problems. You know, they know that you're suffering down here. And, you know, like I said, the Galactic Federation is our spiritual overseers, and they created the spiritual hierarchy. So that means that there's a pecking order. And so there's things above the others. There's, you know, maybe, say, light and less light, and, you know, more light and lesser light and lesser light until you get to no light. Well, why do they have different levels of light? Why is there a hierarchy? When you're light, you're light. And if you're not light, you're not light. You know, it's as simple as that. You know, it's for me, it's very frustrating to hear these people talk about stuff, you know, that which they read in a book. And somehow when anything's put into print, it makes it like it's a divine statement and that it's the truth. And it's just very sad about this brainwashing in text that people have. So anyway, you know, if you pass on now, you're leaving. And where are you going to? You're going to go back to your home base energy. If you cannot hold your spirit energy in your body, which is why you came here, to heal the body. And if you, in a sense, just can't do it, or you fail at it, or you see people on the street who are completely unawakened, it's no problem, because the whole universe is dematerialized. There's no trauma involved. Remember, as I'm talking to you right now on the show, you're being dematerialized, you know, all the time, continuously, because your frequency being turned on and off and on and off and on and off. Nothing scary about being dematerialized, because it's already being done to you right now. Because you are a vibration, just that the light has a way to eliminate the darkness. And so what it will do is dematerialize everything, and it has the spiritual blueprints of everything created in the light. So if they were to do this right now, and the earth were to become rematerialized, and all the life forms that are in the light would be here, you would not have probably snakes here that bite people. You would not have mosquitoes. You'd not have the octopus energy, the black widow energy, ticks, things that actually cause physical harm would not be materialized. Those are dark side beings that were planted here by these negative ETs with the full knowing of the Galactic Federation to bring them down here so we could suffer more. And, you know, I get calls from people sometimes who have been bitten by, you know, a recluse spider, you know, or something else, and it's awful, you know. So anyway, that's what would happen. All these negative things that are here that were planted here by the dark side would be out of here. So what else should we talk about, Sylvia? Did that cover that one good enough, or do I need to elaborate more on?
Yeah, I think maybe it's time. Our time is getting on, so we haven't really brought in any divine energies or started with the healing yet, so I think it's a good time to segue into that.
Okay. So now we'll switch it over to something probably more positive, but I guess the more positive thing is that we're no longer stuck here. So here we go. I'm going to bring in a divine energy of Mother Mary first here, and I'll use the word stronger to increase the energy. Remember, you have to command the universe for what you want to have happen. And this energy is now going to be coming to you from the light ship. But I'm going to do two things. I'm going to first bring in Mother Mary from the energy from the Galactic Federation. Remember, she comes there too, okay? And then we'll do the other energy of the light ship. And here comes Mother Mary from the Galactic Federation. And she, again, in the way she comes down here, will not be full strength energy. Remember that the Federation is 35% in the light, 65% in the darkness. So you're not going to feel Mother Mary as you will from the light ship, which is pure light. So, and, you know, and there's agendas there with the Federation too, but you're not going to get full frequency. So here we come. Stronger, stronger, and she can do miracles perfectly in this, wounded, depleted state also, okay? Stronger, 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 stronger. I feel the energy just peaked out here. And I'll do it some more just in case. Stronger, 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 strong. Yeah, I'm not getting any more. How are you doing, Sylvia? Is it increasing more after I do this? You feel it increasing more, or is it destabilize?
No, it seems like that's it.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to do it some more for those just to show you. So, again, we're going to call on Mother Mary to come in from the Atlantic Federation where she comes down for people here and give it all she has here, all she can bring in here. Stronger, 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 stronger. That's it. So that's all that I'm getting.
Yeah, that's very interesting to see that and then to compare it to when she comes directly from the Croatian light ship. We may have lost Ron's line. So I think we are getting Ron back on the line, just temporarily lost the line, so waiting for Don to reach him again and to bring him back. So while he's doing that, we'll just talk a little bit about the healings that are done with the Croatian Lightship. And Ron, for any of you who might be listening for the first time, so in addition to the samplings of different healings that he will bring to you on the radio show, one of the best ways to experience the healings of the Croatian Lightship are through the conference calls that he does three times a week.
And yeah, that began.
Oh, here we go. So here's Ron.
Okay, so we probably have some interference from the Federation there. Not liking what I'm saying here. That could be possible. Remember, they have very high-tech equipment. And so that was Mother Mary doing the best she could do. The divine energy coming in, and she couldn't bring in enough energy is what we're used to. But here we bring her in now from the Croatian Lightship. Remember, both energies are the same, although the Federation energy is much more depleted because they don't want her to be here. So here comes Mother Mary from the Croatian Lightship. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So how's that feel for you, Sylvia?
It definitely feels a different frequency and a different strength. And it's just beautiful to have her here and be in that presence. Very loving and very very gentle.
Wonderful. So that's the difference. If you can feel it, you know, there's a big difference there. It's to me, it's, you know, basically, you know, about maybe 20% to about 30% of what the Lightship gives you. Plus, it's not in wholeness. But like I said, it will work. People use her all the time, every day, when they, you know, maybe go to the Catholic Church and pray to Mother Mary. That's what's coming through, okay? And it's not from the Lightship. It's from the Federation. They're doing this procedure, and they won't allow the Lightship energies to come down here. That's why I'm here to direct them down here to help you out so you can hear the difference and feel the difference on these energies. So what we're going to do now is another healing right now. We're going to bring in the energy of Jesus. And here he comes. Stronger, 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 stronger. Feels great. Stronger and stronger. And I keep coming back to the praise from the Jethro Tull song, I Think It's a Brick, you know. I can make you feel, but I can't make you think. So I hope that all of you are actually thinking now and understanding more of what's happening and what's happened to you through all your incarnations here. And at the very end of the song, you know, in the chorus, it has, and a wise man doesn't know like how it feels to be thick as a brick. And that's how the divine is. They're not down here to understand that, okay? But they're projecting the energies. So just know that, you know, you want to definitely connect to the highest energy that you can and, you know, look at the energy and use your spirit energy inside of your body to do this connection with you. Always go to your spirit first. And that way you'll be the wise man. Otherwise, you know, you're going to be thick as a brick in your head, and you're not going to understand. And the Federation is going to give you the mind control so that you won't understand and give you false teachings. Remember, the teachings of Jesus is strictly to go within. This is what all books basically will tell you if you can find that small print in there. But a lot of times they want to give you a lot of dogma and somebody's thoughts and belief systems in it to kind of sidetrack you or, you know, to show you how intelligent they are and how many words they can tell you. But all you need is one book with one page, you know, go within. That's it. And, you know, a book that may cost 50 cents, you know. So here we go. We're going to bring in another divine energy. We're going to bring in the energy of Melchizedek. This is, again, from the Creation Light Ship. And like I said, the Creation Light Ship has all spiritual blueprints that are created in the light. And the light ship, Creation Light Ship, has never created darkness. And the darkness just is. And the Creation Light Ship comes to check on its creations every 2,000 years across the universe to put them back into complete spiritual integrity. Because everything has free will. And it's a way to bring things back into an organized setting for everything. And it gives everybody a chance to advance spiritually to another dimensional frequency if they choose to. So, we'll bring in another divine energy. We're going to bring in the energy of Saint Bernadette. So here she comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Is there anything else you may want to cover, Sylvia?
Well, I just wanted to mention that as these divine energies come in, you can communicate with them. You can ask them for guidance, if you like, or healing. And this is your opportunity to have that connection just for yourself. And I guess we have, Ron, about 15 minutes.
After. We've got about 15 minutes here, so what we can
do is...
I
was wondering, talking about the mind control issue and all of that, if you could check with the White Ship if they would like to do something that you've done a few times, which is have them temporarily block out all that for each person so they can experience themselves and without that energy.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a very good idea. So we've been talking about that. So just again, sit back and relax. And if you like, also, you may already, if you've been a listener before, you should have that beautiful light beam in front of you too on your monitor screen. So if you don't have it, just kind of click on Creation Light Shift Healing on Don's radio site there. Today's, it'll be at 4 o'clock. Just click on it. and then scroll down a little bit, and you see a beautiful lightning. We'll energize her in a few minutes here. What we're going to first do is do the mind control energy. So the light ship is going to put around you a special cocoon of conscious healing energy, which will actually help to block out the mind control. This will help to eliminate EMFs coming into your body. And there'll probably be about a 20-foot diameter force field. And they'll hold it for a few minutes for you so you can have that experience of what it's like to be completely centered in yourself and without any kind of external stimulus. So here we go. They're starting right now. So what I'm going to do is count to 20. That'll give them the opportunity to put the energy down here. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I already feel it leaving. 9, 10, 11, getting lighter. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. So the way I'm feeling is that I'm looking around here and nothing seems to affect me. The energy of the plants that I'm looking at right now and the trees are not in my energy field. It's like I'm looking at them and I'm separated completely with them. I'm like my own unit. Nothing is attached to me. And I kind of feel like I'm very light and, you know, I almost say that I'm like levitating, sort of like floating. That's how I would describe it. I'm still physical and still sitting on a chair, but basically that's how I feel. How do you feel, Sylvia?
Well, I feel just, I feel great. I feel very peaceful, and I feel just like you said, myself, without any kind of intermingling of different energies, or I don't really feel the energy that I usually feel off of my monitor and computer. Seems like it's just not hitting me.
Mm-hmm. So what you can do now is just kind of think some thoughts, and your thoughts should be probably just crystal clear. You know, this is like defragmenting your home computer, you know, slightly, you know. And I just feel very good. I feel like the pressure is released from me.
And this is a perfect time to go into your heart center and just communicate with yourself, because you don't have that external interference.
What I'll do is let all of you do that yourself. I've taught you many times how to do this. If you're, you know, a listener from maybe the last few shows or so, we always do this. So I'll have you do it first for about a half a minute. And then what I'll do is do it for everybody and teach them the same technique. This way it'll give you the chance to do it yourself. Yeah, life feels pretty good. Everything looks great now. I'm seeing a little clearer. And it just, the mind chatter, I don't have hardly ever any mind chatter, but my mind is completely like zeroed out. There's like nothing going on. You know, I don't have any thoughts in the background. Everything is in the moment for me. So those of you who have learned the technique to go into your heart, hopefully you've done that now. And what we'll do now is do it for everyone else. So the technique is just very, very simple. Just visualize, if you would, an elevator. We'll just use like what you see in hotels, et cetera, like a little pyramid pointing downward. So that's in your forehead, your waking consciousness. And your heart is the first floor, and you're at number 10 in your head. And we're going to drop your head down into your heart. Very, very simple. And I'll just pull down 10 floors. Why 10 floors? Just sounds like a good number to do, okay? So here we go. Dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There, now you're in your heart center. I'll do a chakra alignment now, and you can concentrate, ask your spirit some questions here. Remember, your spirit's who you want to connect with in your heart. If you connect inside of your head, it'll probably be entities or your personality coming through wanting to do something, but your spiritual guidance is in your heart, so that's where you should connect always first. So you go to your heart center and reposition that for you. That feels great. And throat chakra, good. Third eye, good. Power chakra, good. Second chakra feels very, very good. And first chakra, wonderful. We'll do an opening now for you, so I use the word spin. And the heart chakra will kind of rotate and get larger and larger. So here we go. Heart chakra, a little body width for you. Front and back, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, front and back, spin, 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 open. Third eye, front and back, spin, 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 open. Now we'll go down to your power chakra. Number three, spin, 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 open. Number two, three is your personal power. Number two is your creativity. Spin, 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 open. And the first chakra is kind of how you view life, your survival here. Based on your tailbone. Spin, 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 open. There we go. So you may feel even more relaxed now. You might feel your energy of your body kind of flowing more. You might have tingles. And again, they're holding this field for you around you so that you're not going to have mind control. They only do it for a short time, but they're doing it for a little bit longer now so that you can actually experience your divine connection with your spirit. And just this is your God source right here. It's inside of you. Don't look anywhere else. It's inside of yourself. And we'll just allow you to have this experience here.
I think that really run with what we talked about earlier when you were saying that, you know, what we are is an extension of source energy, and our actual purpose is to extend, you know, forth with love and to create. And we're not here because we need to learn some spiritual lesson in order to advance. And if we've been taught that we need to learn spiritual lessons, we're much more apt to believe that we have to look outside of ourselves for the answers. But if we are part of the divine and our spirit knows the answers already, we just need to connect to our spirit every day and get our answers by going within and, like you said, through our hearts.
So we're going to have this beautiful light being on your monitor screen get activated now. And she'll do some clearing on you. And when the energy comes from her into your room, she can also, you know, do a room clearing for you. So you can request that from her. Remember, she'll only do what you ask her to do. The divine will never overstep free will. So we're going to activate her right now. And here we go. And this will take probably about 10 seconds or so for her to integrate with the energy. Hey there, and here we go. She's ready. So you may start to see the different color rays around her forehead start to change. Her eyes will start to change also. I see that right now. And I'm actually seeing her photograph in my mind's eye as she's doing this here. And I'm not in front of a computer. Tell me that her right cheek now is going to emit some light, and so is the left right now. She's starting to emit a little smile. She may feel that change or just feel the personality come in. And she's becoming 3D. And how's it look to you, Sylvia?
Yeah, it's definitely, there's more dimension there and just a lot of light coming off of my monitor and a beautiful, beautiful energy.
So what's happened is that she's coming from the light ship into your monitor. And she's not going into the Federation. Everything that I do with anyone on healings, I'm using divine energy from the creation light ship only. I will not ever use the energy from the Galactic Federation to do healings with.
I started to mention when you were temporarily off the line about the conference call healings that you do, and maybe you could talk a little bit about that so people understand how they could work with you with that.
Yeah, what I have is three conference calls a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. They're different phone numbers. Monday and Friday are 1 hour in length, and they're creation lightship healings. You're transported out of time, and you're there physically, and you're walking around on the lightship, and you're working with these beautiful light being doctors, and they take on forms of 3D for us. And there's like little, there's dolphins and whales, and there's seals, and there's crystals, and beings that look like us. It's just a wonderful, wonderful experience. There's plants there. There's birds. So these all do healing work to us, and they're training to be doctors for their next incarnation. So they haven't left the light ship yet. They were created to be doctors. And then when they leave to their home base energies, whatever time they choose to do that after the universal shift, they'll go to the next planet of incarnation where they choose to go to. But they'll be trained to be doctors. And since they're working with all different life forms across the universe, in a sense they're cross-training and understanding how to work and maybe even be teachers to the race of beings that they're going to help heal. So this is like their humanitarian mission here. And so you're able to work with these divine beings. And I have about 20% of the people who can actually see on the light ship. It may start off when you go there, you may not see anything whatsoever. Most people feel relaxed afterwards and they come back. But, from there it goes to maybe after being on the ship, maybe a few times, half a dozen times or so, you start to be able to see colors maybe. And then I've had people after about a month, they say, man, I can start to actually sense the energies before you actually say them. And then I get people who actually have seen them. And so it's just wonderful. We got about 3 minutes to go here, it looks like, so we'll just keep this beautiful light being energized. And like we do at every show, we allow her to stay energized for about a half an hour after the show to further and assist you with your own personal healing. So you must ask for healing. Ask one thing, maybe two things at the most, because you don't want to give her 100 things to do. And these are physical healings. They're not emotional. They're not spiritual. These are physical body healings. And we'll start to wind the show down now. So she's activated perfectly. And the energy looks like it's just wonderful on my end here. And like I said, we do conference calls. On Wednesday, I do a half an hour call. And the Monday and Fridays are $20 for an hour session, very, very reasonable for anybody. And the Wednesday call, I have that on my frequent flyer, which is $200 a month. And if you choose to spend $250, then you get water charged. And every Wednesday, we extend the call out for 1.5 hours, and we charge 7 containers of water for you. So each week, you have 7 containers of water to drink throughout the week, throughout the month. And these have special light codes in it. Each bottle of water builds upon the last one. And it's just a wonderful tasting experience. Your body loves the water. So I guess we'll start to wind down here. So thanking everyone for being online here. And do ask this beautiful light being for healing. And we'll see you again on Wednesday. Anything you want to add before we say goodbye, Sylvia?
No, I'll just say thank you to everyone for tuning in, and also hope you really enjoyed the information that you learned today and the healing, and do take advantage of this half an hour where the light beam will be activated for you and request your healings. And we will be back with you Wednesday at 7 p.m., and much love and blessings to all.
Okay, blessings to all of you.